and welcome to Theater Tulsa's podcast, where we give you exclusive insights into current and upcoming productions from the people who are creating them. My name is Travis Guillory, and today we are talking about Once on This Island, Theater Tulsa's current production running April 26th through May 5th at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. The show debuted on Broadway in 1990 and had a revival in 2017, which won the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical that year. Today I'm joined by Obum Ukabam, who's the director of the show. Hey, Obum.
Hey, how are you doing, Travis?
Doing pretty good. Now, you are also a board member of Theater Tulsa, and you've been a part of these, I'll call them very intentional productions for the past several years now. So just talk to me about that and that kind of show vehicle that Theater Tulsa has in place for these types of shows and these types of audiences and these types of stories.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the perfect word for it. It was intentional. Theater Tulsa, you know, as an organization, and we give a lot of credit, a lot of kudos to Jared and people like you, Travis, who've always been champions of this, but we wanted to dedicate a show each season, a musical, to a cast of predominantly color, you know, a cast of color, so POCs, giving them a chance to, you know, have more opportunities to have great shows, and so that journey started with Dream Girls in 2021, and we continued with Little Shop of Horrors, and which both shows were excellent, excellent turnout, excellent cast, excellent shows. And then now we continue this journey with Once on This Island. So this has been a fantastic way of displaying not only diverse talent, but diverse local talent, amateurs, community, some professional, but all together just doing this thing and blowing it away every time.
Yeah, and there's so many people who I think on both sides, audience members and volunteer cast members who, you know, may not be in the know about what auditions are coming up or know about certain productions. And so that outreach and trying to bring those people in is very important. And I think you do a really good job of that because your brand of theater, I think specifically, is like outreach theater to make sure that there are no barriers or that we at least minimize those barriers to theater, both for audiences and for actors and singers and artists and people who need this outlet, but they might not even necessarily know that that outlet exists.
Absolutely. It's and we do it intergenerationally, too. As you always see us with the community. When we say community, we're talking about from the babies all the way up to the elderly. And that is what has been going on. And yes, thank you, Travis, for saying that. It is community outreach type of anything I do is really about outreach and awareness and breaking barriers, but we also have a lot of fun, man. If you go to our shows, I mean, these shows are just all display of talent, but we have so much fun, and I think you'll feel that coming to the show. And a lot of people who are in these shows started off as audience members in Dream Girls and Little Shop, and now they're it's like everybody's taking the mantle up, right? And so if you are somebody who used to do theater or do it now, you know, come help us carry the mantle and join us and have fun with us. And one thing about our shows is even though they're predominantly cast of color, we do have show slots for everybody. You'll see Once on This Island, without giving away too much, but we have a really diverse mixed cast.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that is a big part of it, too, is that, you know, you get people in the theater to see this, and it might be a grandmother who, you know, sings in a church choir or something, who doesn't see themselves on stage. But then when they do see themselves on stage, it really kind of shifts their framing mentally of, oh wait, I can do that. And it's also the same for a lot of kids as well. So talking about Once on This Island, it's a beautiful production of the show, I have to say.
Thank you.
So just talk a little bit about the show, what's it about, and kind of how the story takes us on a little journey.
Yeah, so Once on This Island is about two sides of one island. And the story feels familiar because, you know, it's based off in the book My Love, My Love. I think I butchered that, but which the main story is the Hans Christensen's The Little Mermaid, right? So not the Disney movie, but the book, which, you know, so we see that theme of wanting to find more, that coming of age story for the young lady who, on this story, she's looking to the other side of the island where she has, you know, the stranger, Daniel Bozom, who she's falling in love with. She wants to get on that side. But she's a peasant on her side of the island, and the Bozoms and peasants, they don't cross paths, right? And so, without giving away too much, this story, you know, is a lot of classism, colorism. Of course, the story is about love and, you know, the four gods have different themes too. You know, there's so much going on with this show. And, you know, Timon, our main character, she is searching for herself, searching for her love, and just coming to age, like I said. So it's a lot. I'm trying to find my words wisely without giving away. But just know that we do see culture, right? I want to make sure that we see different culture, whether it be the French culture, whether it be the peasants. And a lot of this is derived from the Haitian culture and Caribbean, a little bit of African culture. So, and in our show, our cast are Native, Hispanic, Black, White. And so showing Filipino, showing that as well. It's a great mix and a great show to do such to have such a talented, diverse cast.
For sure, yeah. And it is a very culturally rich show. The actual material is very culturally rich, but I think what Theater Tulsa adds to it, what you all have added to it, just really elevates that, and it's exponential culture that you're seeing on stage. And you know, I did want to talk about kind of the themes in the show. On the surface, it's a very kind of simple story, coming of age story, a simple love story, girl falls in love with boy. You know, it's a very simple story at the surface, but you know, as the show goes on, you know, you mentioned themes of classism and colorism and community and those types of things. How do you tackle themes like that with a cast? Because it's easy to talk to experienced actors and you know, really get into the material and that kind of stuff. But whenever you have people who it might be their first kind of foray into theater, and you know, they think they're just going to be on stage singing and dancing, and you're like, right. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, exactly. We talked about that right off the bat. We realized doing a show like this, we have to be sensitive to the material and sensitive to each other as we go through this process. In this show, you'll see people who, you know, we talk a lot about colorism, right? And on stage, they're going through some things that is really, you're going to have to unpack as an audience member, and they have to unpack as actors and actresses. So we did talk about all that. But one thing we realized is we all have a duty as actors and in this community to tell the story and tell people's stories and elevate these stories. So that was our task, to make sure we're telling the story. So if you had to be a bad guy a villain in this show or somebody who's not, you know, very pleasant, be the best one you can so we can really tell this story. Because we're showing kind of what colonialism does, what it leaves and is behind, you know, when it comes through in an area like in Haiti, right, with the French coming in, you know, we see that happen still today. You know, it shows what is left behind and how it affects the people. And we also see the beautiful mix of culture that comes from that, right? We see, you know, in this show, you'll see what was left behind on this island from the French, you know, colonialism. We see a mix of people, babies, adults, and different colors and shades and, you know, again, different classes. And so we get to see all of it and how people can come together through love and how it can divide us as well.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And it takes a village, actually, a village to be able to tell that kind of story. So talk to me about some of the cast members that you have. I mean, you were reaching all over. They were like, yeah, we got a bunch of new people in the show today, and Oboom found this person. I was like, oh, man, he's really getting a lot of people in there to be able to tell the story in such a big way, because it is kind of an intimate show, but you know, you bring in all of these different people of different cultures and different backgrounds, and you know, incredible singers, incredible actors. So just kind of talk a little bit about some of the folks that are in the show.
We have a phenomenal cast. We keep hearing everybody stress that, because it's true. And a lot of them are newcomers to the Tulsa stage, you know. And so we have the gods. I start with the gods. We have Patricia, Anna, Jennifer, and Colby. And Colby Jordan, she's not new to Tulsa scene, but, you know, this is one of her breakout starring roles here. And so very excited to have her. You hear her voice is amazing. Anna is also new to Tulsa as well as our stages, but she's a very she has a great career behind her, but she's in a great one ahead of her. She just brings the softness, and she plays Erzuli, the goddess of love, and Colby, as I mentioned, plays Mama Asaka. We have Agwe, played by Patricia, and she just brings this nice, sultry, deep voice that, you know, and Agwe is supposed to be a god, right? And we decided to recast that as a goddess, and she's nailing it, you know, and she brings a great richness to Agwe. And finally, mentioned Jennifer, who plays Papage, the demoness of death. And so one thing people were just talking about after this show, after our first show, we had people talking about the range Papage had, you know, and just the villain, but she's still a god that, you know, you still like her, but you hate her, right? So it's just a lot with that. And so talented person. She is a performer. She performs on cruise ships. And so she's also new to this Tulsa stage. So very happy. And then we have some people like Mash McQuarters, who plays Tauntaun, and Alexandria. She plays Mama Ureli. And so they were in Dream Girls and also in A Little Shop of Horrors, but they're back and they bring what they bring to the show, which is this amazing talent, amazing voice, and great acting. And then, of course, we have Daniel and Timoon. Nicole Billups, who just came off of doing Annie, which, of course, everybody knows was amazing. And so her having to jump right into a role like this has been amazing to watch her do, because it takes a lot to do both roles, right? Both shows, it's a lot. And so happy to have her, and happy to have Knox, who plays Daniel Bozom. Knox is a great, charming guy. So it's hard for Knox to, when you meet Knox, you love him, right? He's this charming guy. So to play a villain and still be charming in the show has been a challenge, and it's great to watch.
Yeah, and you've got such a huge ensemble of wide spectrum of ages and colors.
Goodness.
It's such a beautiful ensemble that you have.
I mean, the ensemble, they're hard workers, you know, they're all ages. And I have to really also talk about Avery Newton. She plays our little girl who we're telling the story to. So, you know, she's just a phenomenal young girl, and she was Annie as well. So we're just happy to have her. But the ensemble, amazing. They keep working hard, and sometimes they come out and just sing one note and walk off, and that's their job, and they do it so great. And you guys, if you come see this show, when you see this show, you're going to be very proud of them. You're going to have a range of emotions just watching the ensemble alone.
My last question for you, do you have a favorite moment or a favorite song, or is there one thing as a director that every night when you watch it, you're waiting for that moment and it happens and you say, aha, yeah?
There's several moments, and it gives me goosebumps, the tears. Every show, there's so many, but I'll say one. I'll talk about one, and I'll just say this. Pray. And you'll understand when you see the show. Pray, that scene, it leaves you wanting more, but it leaves you, like, breathless. So that's probably my favorite right now, I would say, going into watching the run of the show. Pray has been amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a really, really beautiful production, and I'm excited for Tulsa to see it.
Yes.
I know people are going to talk about this show for years to come, and so we're so grateful to have this kind of talent here and to have companies that are willing to, you know, do the work and put these shows on and to have people like you who are willing to be the ringmaster
that's a great word for it.
Trying to bring it all together. So we appreciate you. Once again, Obum Ukabam, the director of Theater Tulsa's current production of Once on This Island. Have a great run, my friend.
Thank you, sir.